It's July 1st, and this is the Orange Belt Community Podcast, Episode V. The Orange Belt Podcast is a sometimes updated broadcast providing news and commentary to the Orange Belt webcomic community. Hosting for your comic, blog, or web project is now available on the Orange Belt. Hello and how's it going? This is form regular and amateur writer Jeff Kirchhoff speaking on behalf of the Orange Belt community. Regular host Professor McJake, now 3 episodes absent from the podcast, has not been available much lately for his recording-related duties. When I attempted to contact Mr. McJake about this, I simply could not get a hold of him and eventually gave up the line of questioning I had planned. However, kind listeners, I assure you that it would have been an award-winning interview, perhaps even fit for a Pulitzer, if I had indeed followed through. First up, we have an ever-so-important update from John regarding the mysterious depths of his sleeping sack, as well as the science movie news. Is there science in the sleeping bag? Well, let's just find out. John?
It's that time again, fans. That's right, another insight into the wonderful world of my sleeping bag. Bit of a change this week. I'm in the Super Auxiliary Backup sleeping bag. The usual one needed a wash. It was getting a bit too festy, even for me. But not to worry, this one is also hideously Cosby-esque. So, without further ado, here it is. We have a pair of pants, 4 socks, a cigarette lighter, and finally, 3 beer bottle caps. Well, that's the sleeping bag contents discussed, so that leaves me with only one thing left to talk about. Science movies. I'll skip over the next 2 movies and jump right to the original Godzilla. Now, this is what you call an awesome film. Not only do we have Godzilla running amok in a hilarious mode, but there is also a high science quotient, mainly in the form of a mad scientist randomly wearing an eye patch, so you should all really try and check that one out. The following week is what I'm really looking forward to, though. Yep, Science Week. I'm looking for a lot more community participation in this one. Everyone under the sun has seen the Back to the Future movies, and if you haven't, you really need to, lest we all shun you. Shun. Plus, you know, they're pretty freaking awesome movies. But there is an excellent lineup directly following Science Week as well. Evil Dead, known for its revolutionary camera techniques, and a complete lack of story, and acting. Then we have Logan's Run, the film with the largest anti-gravity electric death blender, and insane robots. Next up is Reign of Fire. I haven't actually seen this, but, you know, it's got dragons in a modern setting. Should get points for being a bit different, if nothing else. The real jewel in the crown, though, definitely comes after that, with The City of Lost Children. This movie has it all. We've got clones, midgets, a brain in a tank, even evil Siamese twins. And there's still a lot more that I'm not going to say now because I don't want to ruin anything. If you only watch one film from the list this year, this would be the one to pick. It really is a cinematic masterpiece. Okay, I'm wrapping this up for now, or I'll be talking about movies all night. Really need a slogan to wrap this segment up nicely. I'm thinking something along the lines of, watch these movies or I'll cut you with an axe. Comments and suggestions are welcomed.
Fantastic. Thank you, John. After hearing that, my life just seems so much more complete. In community news, June was a Spartan month regarding updates for all Orange Belt related material. Mario's Zelda comic updated on the 26th after nearly a 2-month-long break. Miss Pulford's 635 hasn't updated since May 10th. Even I am not immune to this noble summertime slump. My own writing blog has only updated 8 times through the entire month. Not a good track record at all, considering I call my site Daily Deviations. Witch's Brew, the exquisite corpse of comics, however, updated 2 this month. Naysayers out there may scoff, but this is a noble feat, as the multi-author comic-making style the Brew employs does not lend itself to regular updates. Stephanie Pulford is quoted as saying, Witch's Brew is kicking the ass of the rest of our comics for updating. So what does the future hold for the belt? I myself am optimistic. This is a wonderful community, and I know that things shall pick up in the future. Negativity never helped anyone, and I implore all the Fulmites to remember this when bringing up the community's lackluster updates as of late. We need to have fun with our comics, otherwise we really wouldn't have any incentive to continue updating them. In other comic entertainment news, today I finally received my copy of Joss Lesnik's new book, Girly, Part 1, The Sidekick. Like his previous projects, Girly is chock full of humor, both witty and base, art for illustrations, and of course, the somewhat, but not really, subtle lesbian exploits of the two main characters. But remember, it's all about love and humor, folks. This isn't some trashy Harlequin novel. In this first edition of Girly in Print, we received the first four chapters of the story, from beginning all the way up to comic 122. The comics, all available on the web at gogirly.com, are tastefully collected in the 104-page book, interspersed with various drawings of the cast members. Overall, the book has an air of professionalism one only finds when an author really cares about the work they're producing. I look forward to Mr. Lesnik's next project. Next up, we have a lovely guide from format Amoeba Boy covering how to afford the new PlayStation 3, read by the esteemed Professor McShake.
During the latest E3, Sony announced that their PlayStation 3 would retail for $599 American dollars. Experts everywhere agree that price is completely ridiculous. However, because of games like Metal Gear Solid 4 and Final Fantasy 13, it can still be considered a system worth owning. So then the question arises, how can I afford $599 for a PlayStation 3? One option would be to sell your body on the streets. It varies from person to person, but literally whoring yourself out to random strangers can be one of the best ways to collect a great deal of money in a short amount of time. Of course, this method carries its own set of dangers. Do your best to avoid local pimps. Pimps have been known to drain money from any prostitute they catch. If they are angered enough, pimps have also been known to perform a maneuver known as the pimp slap. Obviously, such slap-induced injuries will hamper your ability to play games, so if confronted by a pimp, I advise you either hand over however much money he asks for, or run away. Pimps are known for their slow speed, as many pimps weigh themselves down with heavy jewelry, large heavy suits, and absurdly high platform shoes. If you feel that prostitution is not for you, I believe the next best way to afford a PlayStation 3 is bank robbery. Robbing just a single bank can provide you with all the money you need for a PS3, several games, and whatever else you feel is necessary for an excellent gaming experience. Now, robbing a bank is no small feat. You'll need to acquire intimate knowledge of a bank's security. This can be very difficult, as it requires spending a suspiciously long time inside of a bank. Instead, I suggest building your own bank. That way you know exactly where everything is. So, go to any university you desire, attend, and graduate from it with a degree in architecture. Next, find yourself a good firm and wait until you are assigned to a bank building project. Remember, patience is key. After you have designed a bank and it is built, rob it. Remember, heists are cool, so consider letting some of your trusted friends in on the action. You'll have to share the loot, but you will come away with fond memories that will stick with you for the rest of your life. I'm sure that there are several other ways to acclimate a mass of money, so if you believe you've got a better way to gather $599 for a PlayStation 3, then go ahead and do it. And if you have any left over, please donate it to the local official Orange Belt PS3 fund by contacting a local Orange Belt forumite and handing them a discreet sack of money with a dollar sign on it. No checks, please.
Thank you, Professor, and thank you, Amoeba Boy, for writing that fine piece of work. Well, folks, that's just about it for me. I'd like to leave you all with a poem I wrote a while back called Marvel. Fangirl super freak. When it's over and done, what are you gonna do? Wait in vain for the perfect sequel? It ain't coming, babe. That blue idol, you're too good for him. Maybe settle down, forget those specky dreams. Superheroes have issues with commitment. He'll end up in Arkham anyhow, give it a few years. Don't waste the love. It's a fleeting thing that strong and super quick leaves you sitting in the dust, unfulfilled. Zooming away on a lightning bolt, looking for the next newest supervillain to replace you with. If you'd like to hear more of my poetic stylings, please visit my website. Well, all good things must pass, and this is no exception. I'd like to thank John, Jakey, Amoeba Boy, and Mario for their various contributions to this podcast, as well as all members of the Orange Belt community. This is Jeff Kirchhoff for the Orange Belt Community Podcast, signing off.